Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Flea flicker to open up the second half as Simpson then goes underneath the Williams with blockers in front. So a flea flicker screen, and here goes Hollywood. How about that to start the second half? Razzle dazzle roll tie.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Tessitore with the call on ESPN. Jake, can you do something for me here? Jake, just get a football highlight. NFL, college, it doesn't matter. Not the one you just played. Any football highlight. Let me know when you have it ready. And I want you to play the Stone Cold Steve Austin music and then the highlight. And the thesis that I have right now is that every football highlight will sound better with Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song behind it. Jake, take it away.
Mateer has a wide open receiver. Touchdown, Isaiah Satania. Busted coverage for Auburn. And a 24-yard score for Satania.
PJ Glasser joins us. I'm right, right?
Good. That music makes everything sound good.
PJ Glasser's our guest. Send it in on the BetMGM Network, our teammate at PJGlasser9. But welcome back to the show, buddy. What's going on?
It's great to see you guys. Appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we were talking about it before I hopped on. Just a great, great weekend of sports. This college football slate, I think, is going to be the best we have all year. So I can't wait for these games.
Is there any truth to the rumor that Tyler was going to go to the game with you this weekend, Alabama, Georgia?
No truth. No, I did not get a text from Tyler saying he wanted to go.
Tyler, what the hell, man? PJ, let's start with Alabama, Georgia. So everyone knows that you are an Alabama alum. You love your Crimson Tide. How do you feel about Bama this weekend? On the road at Georgia, point spread 3. What do you got here with Bama and Georgia?
I actually really like them. You guys, I think they're going to win the game. They are built to play Georgia. So the teams that give Bama problems are teams like Florida State, teams like Vandy, who they'll see next week, Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Teams that want to run the football, zone read, jet sweeps, a lot of pre-snap motion, that's what their defense struggles with. Georgia, who runs a very pro-style offense, two tight ends, fullback, all these kind of things, I think it'll help Bama's defense out a lot. And last year, you guys, off of bye weeks, Bama was terrific. Their best two wins, Georgia, LSU, they had multiple weeks to prepare. So coming off a bye week, desperate game, they have to win. If they lose this game, they got to run the table the rest of the season to make the playoffs. So I expect a great effort out of them. DeBoer, he's been consistent. He's terrible as a big road favorite, but he's great in these ranked, high-profile matchups, and I think they're going to win. So I like him on the money line, plus 130.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, PJ, even when he was at Washington, big road favorites, the games, they would win them, but they'd be a little bit hairy. Then every time they'd play Oregon, they'd always find a way to win that one. It's like a big underdog. Funny how that all works. How about the game that'll be in that same window Saturday night? Cannot wait for it. Oregon at Penn State. Nittany Lions, 3.5-point favorites. How are you betting this one? Like, can James Franklin, PJ, finally get over the hump against a good team?
I think he can. When it comes to the spread, Femi, I think 3 is the key number, right? If you get a 3, I'd bet Penn State. 3.5, I'd just bet Penn State on the money line. I think they win the game, but I want the 3 because I think it's going to be close. Penn State, I mean, they could essentially have been preparing for this game all season. They had like three glorified scrimmages to open up the year. They played Nevada, FIU, and Villanova. Oregon has had to play, you know, a Big 12 team in Oklahoma State, Big 10 Northwestern. They had a rivalry game, the Civil War against Oregon State. None of those teams are good, but it's teams where it gets your attention. You have to prepare. Penn State's coming off a bye, and I'm sure they've been watching Oregon film for the last month. So they should be very prepared for this game. It's a whiteout at night. It should be rocking. Dante Moore, this is going to be the toughest environment he's ever played in. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I like Penn State to win. If you can get a three, I'd lay it. If it stays 3.5, I'd just take the money line.
All right, so you're rocking with the Nittany Lions, who to your, like, I mean, they've just been playing preseason games prior to this Oregon game, so we're going to find out what Penn State is all about come Saturday night. How about LSU and Ole Miss? Reports came out earlier today. Trinidad Chambliss will be starting for the Rebels once again as they take on this Ole Miss squad. Rebels have been getting bet since that news. This was pick'em earlier in the week, now out to 1.5. Do you agree with that movement, or are you on the side of Brian Kelly and the Tigers?
I have nothing on the side, Femi. I would probably lean Ole Miss if I had to pick the game, but I like the over. I like over 54.5. One of the best surprises so far of the season has been LSU's defense. They've been really good, right? But I think the more that we see some of the teams that they've played play, we realize, well, Clemson's really not all that good. Their offense isn't good. DJ Lagway's not as good as we thought. So this is going to be the best offense that they have faced. Chambliss has been really good. He put up 38 against Arkansas, 45 against Tulane. I think Ole Miss is going to put up some points, and I think LSU will also. Ole Miss's defense was awesome last year, but they lost a ton of guys. So I think both teams are going to be able to score. This series tends to be high scoring, and I think Saturday is going to be no different. So I like over 54.5.
Last segment, we were talking about USC and Illinois and how it just feels like if you're going to bet the side, it's probably got to be the Illini. They're coming off a 53-point loss. Now they're catching 6.5. Almost looks like it's too good to be true, right, on the USC front here. I like the over in the game. What do you like in the game between the Trojans and the Illini?
So my favorite stat of the week, you guys, is in this game. Since 2013, when USC plays a game in the Central or Eastern time zone, they're 1-13 straight up, 1-13 against the spread. Their only win was a couple weeks ago against Purdue. So right when we had all this conference realignment, especially the Big Ten, it was a big talking point last year. These teams that travel through multiple time zones, how much they struggle. USC's at like the top of the list. They lost at Minnesota, at Maryland last year. They didn't cover against Purdue, as I just mentioned. So USC is not good when they have to travel and play these kind of games. And you're getting Illinois off of just a humiliating, embarrassing performance in primetime. I think they're going to play much better. The look ahead was 1.5. Now it's all the way out to 6.5. I understand you have to downgrade Illinois. I just don't think you have to do it this much. I think it's too much of an overreaction. So I like the Illini as well, plus the points.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet on this Wednesday. Our guest, the Glass Man, PJ Glasser, sends it in on the BetMGM Network. Weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern on all social channels, on Twitter at PJGlasser9. Glassman, both Femi and I like Ohio State laying the lumber on the road at Washington. Buckeyes an 8-point road favorite, total 52.5. What say you, Ohio State at Washington?
So at the current number, I haven't bet anything yet. I just want to see how low this number can go. I mean, last week it opened 13.5 And then it immediately got down to 10.5. And now the week of the game, it's gone 9.5, 9, 8.5, 8. I just want to see if we can get a 7 or, you know, something like that. And then I'd probably have to lean Ohio State. I think at that point it's too much, but I think it's kind of telling that we've seen all this money come in on Washington and there hasn't been any buyback yet on Ohio State. Keep in mind, this is their first road game of the season. They lost their road trip out to the Pacific Northwest last year when they lost to Oregon. I understand Oregon's a way more talented team, but Washington's good. Damon Williams is a very good quarterback. Jed Fish is a really good head coach. So I think it could be a tricky game for Ohio State. If we get a 7, I'd probably be on the Buckeyes. But as of right now, the fact that there's been no buyback on Ohio State, I kind of think Washington could be the side in this game.
PJ, can we go lightning round here, like 20 to 30 seconds per? All right. A&M 6.5 against Auburn, 52.5.
Auburn outright. They're going to beat A&M. If Auburn runs the ball, that's how they win. You can against Oklahoma. You can on A&M. I think Auburn's going to win that game.
Wow. Hey, Arnold, we like that. We like Auburn as well. Indiana off the embarrassment. They embarrassed Illinois. A 7.5-point road favorite at Iowa, 47.5 the total. If I know you, I'm going to guess you like Iowa in this game. Am I right?
I would probably lean that way. It's a game at night at Kinnick. I would look at the over, though, you guys, because Iowa's pass defense is not good. I think we could see some points. So I'd go over 48.5.
Are you betting Oklahoma State this weekend against Baylor with Mike Gundy fired, the dead coach, fired coach bounce?
I mean, that would probably be the spot, right? We love those kind of things. You fire the coach, you back him in the next game. I'm not betting it. Oklahoma State is so bad. Their offense is so bad. But if I had to bet it, that would probably be the side in the game.
First game for UCLA since firing Deshaun Foster. Foster, Australian for loser. 6.5-point dogs against Northwestern. Would you bet UCLA?
No, I would take Northwestern in that game. I'd probably take the under because I think that's just like a first to 20 kind of game. But I cannot back UCLA, especially, again, much like USC, traveling to the Central Time Zone.
10 seconds for this one. Favorite bet in college football we have not discussed this weekend.
Utah State plus 22.5 against Vanderbilt. It's a terrible spot for Vandy. This is the letdown game. Bronco Mendenhall, the coach of Utah State. People know college football, know that name. I like them plus the points.
What spot would you say? It's a letdown spot?
Letdown spot, yeah. Also like a look-ahead spot, too. They got Bama next week, so beat them last year. Definitely want to beat them again. I think Utah State covers.
As far as spots go,
yeah.
Do they like compound on each other and like multiply as a result, or does one spot cancel another spot out?
It all depends. I mean, this one is like one of those like multiple spots where again it's a letdown look ahead, but it just all depends.
They work in concert together.
They do, exactly.
Who's gonna win on Sunday at Arrowhead, the Ravens or the Chiefs?
Oh, the Chiefs. I mean, that's the best bet of the NFL, for sure.
Why?
Because when you're sitting down watching that game with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, do you want the combo of Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh, and Zach Orr, or do you want Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Spags?
Who's going to win the Ryder Cup?
I think Team USA will.
You think, or are you betting them?
I'm not betting them because you got to lay like minus 180 now, minus 190. But I think they win. If they struggle Friday, we get a cheaper price, then I will bet them to win.
Do you miss Tyler Morales?
Absolutely. Yeah. How's he doing?
He sucks. PJ, great job. At PJ Glasser 9 on Twitter. Send it in. Also on platforms on the BetMGM Network at 1 o'clock Eastern. You're the best. We appreciate it. Good luck with the bets. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
PJ Glasser. I love PJ. He's the best. Joining us here on You Better You Bet. All right. Hour
glass
one
man.
Done. The glass man. Getting glassy. Honestly, PJ was great. Best part of that segment was the Stone Cold Steve Austin music. I think we want to use that for highlights in perpetuity. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, joins us on the other side to kick off hour number two on this Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.